Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities November monthly podcast. Fed Chairman Jay Powell's comments essentially brought the Fed back to where they were in September in terms of future rate hikes being data-dependent rather than set on a preemptive path. His statement that rates were just below the neutral range was taken as dovish and fueled a rally in U.S. rates along the entire curve. With manufacturing data decidedly less buoyant and with housing headed lower, we think the Fed, as it comes to recognize more seriously a moderating growth and inflation outlook, a pause will be both signaled and warranted. Risk assets traded poorly as uncertainty over Brexit lingered and the U.S. continued its hostile approach to trade with China. German bund yields ended the month lower due to headwinds from disappointing inflation and business survey data, the nearing end of ECB net corporate bond purchases, and a continued standoff over the Italian government's budget proposal. In the U.S., midterm elections were in line with expectations as Democrats took control of the House and Republicans increased their majority in the Senate. The new split Congress will undoubtedly be a headwind to Trump's pro-growth business agenda. With the 2018 tax cuts and deficit spending beginning to roll off in early 2019, further fiscal stimulus from Congress becomes more uncertain. In terms of performance for November, performance was positive. Duration and curve positioning was the most significant contributor as overall long U.S. duration offset lower yields on short German bund exposures. Peripheral Europe added modestly to performance, mainly as a result of long Italian Treasury exposure. EM debt was positive overall, as the negative effect of exposure to rates in Mexico was more than offset by exposure to Brazilian, Indian, South African, and Indonesian rates. Long FX positions in Indonesia and Australia also added to performance as both those currencies strengthened versus the U.S. dollar. Investment-grade credit positions were negative, mainly as a result of financials, energy, and consumer non-cyclical exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the overarching principle of policymakers since the financial crisis has been to maintain the global recovery. The false hope at the beginning of the year that policy accommodation could be withdrawn in a reasonably benign way has been replaced by the unfortunate reality that continued assistance remains necessary. In Europe and Japan, the extraordinary monetary stimulus remains in force. China is now moving to increase policy stimulus. Even in the U.S., risk management will remain the driving policy imperative. Our belief is that these policy adjustments will help continue the global expansion, and the requisite positioning follows from that optimism. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So this concludes our podcast for the month of November. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the new year.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.